This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today is Patsy Arrowsmith from the CASA of McKean County and Kate...
Kalela.
And I understand that there is an upcoming golf tournament that's going to be taking place. Now, can you give us some of the details as to when this golf tournament is going to be taking place?
So the tournament is going to be taking place on July 13th. It's a Saturday. It's at the Penn Hills Club in Bradford, Pennsylvania. It's a shotgun start at 1 p.m. with registration beginning at noon that day.
Okay, perfect. Now, this tournament is important for several different reasons. Now, Patsy, would you mind going through some of the different things behind the significance of it? One thing that I think of is the fact that this is the third annual Golf for Kids golf tournament. So, what is CASA of McKean County?
And that's a good question. Thanks, Aaron, for asking that, because I think we do need to educate the community about CASA, what CASA is, what a CASA volunteer does, and what CASA means. CASA is a nonprofit organization that works with the kids in foster care. We're a part of the kids in foster care. Actually, I say we're kind of an essential part of the foster care program. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate for Kids in Foster Care. If you are a CASA volunteer, you are a trained adult, you spend time with your child or your case, you are probably the most constant in that child's life, you are an spokesperson and act as a liaison between the child and the court system. The judge uses the reports and information that our volunteers give him or her, and they make decisions about that child's situation or placement for that child. If you happen to have time on your hands and the nest is empty, the grandchildren have grown, you're a retired teacher or possibly you were a coach at one time, please consider giving your time to being a CASA volunteer. CASA is always in need of volunteers. Our mission for CASA is to change a child's story, give them hope and maybe a brighter future. Wouldn't that be a nice way to... So please, consider being a CASA volunteer.
So now when we talk about this, one other thing that I think is important to mention is CASA of McKean County is actually celebrating their 10th anniversary this year as well. That's a big milestone to achieve. So now, how long have you been part of the organization?
I've been a board member for over 5 years for CASA. I actually am a former teacher and wanted to do something with children and realized that kids in foster care are in need of relationships with adults. And I just thought, what better way would be to become a board member to help CASA organization? It's such a vital nonprofit in the foster care program.
Oh, absolutely. It really does do some amazing things. Now, when we talk about that, an organization like this needs help and it needs funding. And to make some of that stuff happen, you guys have to do some different fundraising events. And this upcoming golf tournament happens to be a great opportunity. So can we go through some of the different interesting aspects of this one? Because I am really interested to talk about the theme on this, because you guys have always had theme being an integral part of these golf tournaments and the Golf for Kids golf tournaments. And I'm curious to learn what it is this year.
Sure, and you're right on with that. We definitely do need this as a fundraiser for our nonprofit. We created the Golf for Kids tournament to help our mission, which is to change a child's story. So our golf tournament is totally oriented around kids' themes. The first year it was carnival. What kid doesn't like a carnival? And last year it was your favorite storybook character. And we encourage you to get enthusiastic. I would have to describe this tournament for ladies only, fun, enthusiastic, and you won't regret it. This tournament, I'm calling all ladies for it. It is oriented around a theme of this year. It's board games. Last year, it was storybook characters. We actually even had a team of ladies dress up as the Wizard of Oz characters. We had a lion, and we also had Dorothy with her little red sparkly shoes. One team dressed up as Minnie Mouse, and they had decorated their cart with the black ears and the white eyes and the black nose and the polka dotted bow on the top. We do give prizes for being for the most creative costumes and decorative carts. So there, it does make it a lot of fun to just to do that. So this year we're asking you to name your team. You could be possibly the Chicks with Sticks. You could be the Four Fairway Ladies. You might want to be the Magnificent Mulligans, the Pretty Pars, or maybe you would prefer to orient your name toward the theme this year, which is board games. You might want to be the Classy Checkers. You might want to be the Four Chutes and Ladders, or maybe the Mulligan Madames. But come up with an imaginative name for your team. That, right off the bat, makes it fun. This tournament is so much fun. It is 9 holes, but please don't let the golf holes scare you at all. We are looking for women of all levels and non-level golfing. It's just a day of fun for ladies to spend together and have a good time. There are 5 holes of golf, but there are 4 fun holes, and I'm going to really emphasize that they are a lot of fun. We come up with all kinds of crazy challenges on these holes. In the past, we had you doing a sack race. We might have had you pitching pennies. You might be advancing a ball, but not necessarily a golf ball. It might be a football, a softball, a soccer ball. You might be using a hockey stick, a badminton racket, a wiffle ball bat. We just have a lot of fun on the course. The main hole and the one hole, fun hole that it has the most variety is our wine hole, our infamous wine hole. It is a par 3. There are men volunteers on the hole, and they love to entice you to pay $5, and they'll move you up closer, and if you can put the ball on the green, they will give you a free bottle of wine. While you're doing that, your teammates are hooting and hollering and cheering, but they're also over at the wine table having an adult beverage, a water, or a drink of choice, but guaranteed there's always a lot of noise going on the golf course. We don't stick to the golden rule of being quiet on the golf course that day. We know that if there's a lot of noise on the course, ladies are having fun, and that's what this tournament is all about. It is so much fun. So if you're sitting in the office and you're looking at your coworker and they're looking at you and they're saying, oh, this sounds like a really fun tournament. I don't know how to golf, but it sounds like a fun day to spend with a whole bunch of ladies. Guaranteed, you will have a good time. I know this year we have some great auction items. We have some prizes. We have secured an air flight in the autumn to fly around the hillsides. Wow. And look at the gorgeous fall leaves at the peak. Wouldn't that be a nice date with your spouse or significant other? We also have a wine basket. We have dinner certificates. We have massages. And this year, we have secured, the Penn Hills has donated a social membership where you can enjoy the pool, you can go into the clubhouse and have dinner, you can hang out at the bar area. They've just remodeled the patio with nice tables and umbrellas, and they built a bar and stools, and you can have a drink and overlook hole number 1. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous view. So if you can't play in the tournament, but you're listening and you might be a business and you might want to make a donation, we'll accept. There are all of us. If you can't play in the tournament, but you would also like to support CASA, then we have all levels of sponsorship. There are financial sponsorship, or possibly your business would donate a certificate of sort, or possibly you would be able to play in the tournament. Come join us on July 13th at the Panel Hills Club in Bradford. It is a day of fun, ladies. I guarantee it. Get your sister, get your cousin, get your bestie, get your mother-in-law, but form a team and fun at the Golf for Kids tournament in Bradford. What better way is it to support CASA and our CASA volunteers, who their mission is to change a child's story and give them hope for a brighter future?
It's going to be so much fun. It's a really great opportunity. We are looking forward to it. Now, one thing that I wanted to take some time and talk about here is, in the years past, and that's what you highlighted a little bit this year, in the years past, the people that participate in this have gone all out with the dress up, with the costumes that they wear, with getting the carts all, you know, done up. And that is something that I'm really excited for this year. And with it being a board game theme, there are so many opportunities where you can dress up the cart and make something really cool out of it. And I think that this is going to be just a great opportunity. So if people are looking to register for this event, is there a way that they can pre-register ahead of time?
Yes, so you can go log on to CASAMcKean.org. There is a registration form there, or you can call Becky Koza at 814-568-2170. Oh, or the Pro Shop at Penn Hills.
I don't have that number. Okay.
If you don't have a foursome together for a team and you think you want to play, please don't hesitate to call the Penn Hills Pro Shop or CASA of McKean. And if you have two people or three people, or you're a single person and you lady, if you're a single lady and you wish to play in the tournament, then please don't hesitate to call, because we'll fix you up. We'll put you on a team. We'll hook you up with a foursome.
It's going to be so much fun. It's a great opportunity to support the CASA of McKean County. And this is the third annual Golf for Kids Golf Scramble. So one thing that I did want to talk about then is, so how does the actual golf go? Is it a scramble style golf game, or?
Yes, so it's a four ladies per team, nine hole scramble. As we said, there are five fun holes and then four regular holes. So it's a group effort, you know, just to have some fun. There is a $70 entry fee, and that includes your cart, fun games on the course, a sack lunch, a drink ticket, and a light dinner. And there are additional fun games you can participate in for donations. And also there are tickets for prize packages that include the raffle baskets, and then of course the infamous wine hole and mulligans.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That $70 includes a lunch, a dinner, drink, and your time on the course, as well as other different entries and things that you can get involved with. So this is going to be a great opportunity. It's a great donation that you can make toward an amazing cause here in the community that's doing a lot of really great work. And I appreciate you taking the time to join me and being able to highlight these different things that are happening. And I can't wait to see all the different people out on the course, and I can't wait to see all the different designs for the carts that are going to be there.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Last year, Aaron, you know, we had a field of 77 lady golfers. So we intend to beat that. So please, if you're listening, like I said, get your coworkers and form a team and come out and have a fun day with other ladies. And it's for such a good cause. It's such a good feeling to know that you've changed a child's story and brightened their future.
Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee. You're listening to the greatest hits here on 92 Gold. And today, joining me here on 92 Gold is Cassie Damcott from the city of Warren. And Cassie, thank you for taking the time today to join me, because I understand there is an upcoming recycling event that's going to be taking place, and it's open to everyone in the whole county, right?
Correct. So there is going to be two events this summer. One is going to be sponsored by Warren County. One is going to be sponsored by the city of Warren. But that is just the sponsoring agency. That doesn't mean anything. They're both open to everyone in the county. The first one is going to be Wednesday, July 10th, at Youngsville School in their elementary parking lot. That's 27 College Street in Youngsville, for the exact address. And that'll begin at 9 a.m. And the accepted items are chemicals and electronics, Freon devices, and appliances. There is a rate, so you do have to pay to recycle those items, but these are services that your typical trash collection company don't offer. And so the county has been sponsoring two of these pickups every year for the last, I think, about decade. And the city wanted to host one, maybe to kind of open it up to more of like the western side or eastern side of the county. Because a lot of people, they think, oh, well, it's in Youngsville. It's only open to Youngsville. That is not the case. So there, like I said, there will be two of them. One will be in July. Like I said, that's the one sponsored by the county. Some of the accepted items are like your paint products, cleaning products, lawn and garden, including pesticides, every type of battery, every type of light bulb, flammable chemicals, pool chemicals. Pretty much any chemical you find in your garage or under your sink is accepted.
What about TVs and things like that?
Yeah, so electronics are also accepted. That includes TVs, computers, laptops, printers, phone units, window AC units, even if they have Freon in them, those are accepted. So even your older AC units that, you know, don't work anymore after 20 years. Microwaves, mini fridges. Note, mini fridges, not full-size fridge. Gaming devices like your Xboxes,
computers,
old PS4s.
Like,
yep, all of those things. Any device with a cord, a screen, or a circuit board.
Perfect. All right. So now with this event, what I was kind of wondering about is how does this work? Is this like a first come, first serve type thing? You kind of get in line and you drop off your items?
So there is a pre-registration requirement. It's extremely simple. You can do it one of two ways. You can go to www.nobleenviro.com. Again, that's nobleenviro.com. Or you can call their phone number at 412-567-6566. And you can register for the event that way. You do have to be pre-registered. Your rates will depend upon how much your actual turn-in weighs the day of. And there will be like a drive-through lane. They make it as seamless as possible. The county has been doing it with Noble Environmental the last couple of years. And they really, you know, streamline the process. It's in and out. You pay and you're good to go. So
it seems like it's a really easy way for people to do it. And I mean, it's a great opportunity to go through and kind of clean out the garage and just see if there's any of these items here that might be taking up space that you don't really need or use anymore that you can really clean up. And now it really would be the best time to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's spring cleanup is kind of past, but as we get into the nicer weather, I mean, if you're staining the deck and you don't quite finish up the can or, you know, something that you maybe kept in the garage and you don't like that color anymore, you can get rid of it.
So now, with that being said, I understand that that is going to be coming up in July. What's the date of that one more time?
It is Wednesday, July 10th, and that'll start at 9 a.m. Again, that's at Youngsville Elementary parking lot in Youngsville, 27 College Street.
All right, perfect. Cassie, thank you for taking some time today to cover that with us.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.